Okay, today's daf for Pesach Sheni is Zvachim Tezayin. We'll pick it up with the beginning of the new perek back on Tezvav Amid Beis. Just a quick reminder, the Chazorah will be covered in the first perek. The ideas of the korbanos could become disqualified, it becomes possible if either you had the wrong person in mind, or you had the wrong type of korban in mind. If it was brought anyways, then it would be a good korban, but it wouldn't be the owner wouldn't be yotze their chiyuv with that korban. Now, moving on in the next parak is going to discuss other types of things that can make it possible. If you had the wrong time, we'll discuss about pigul that has a chiv kares with it, that a person cut off from olam haba. And maybe we'll just jump right in. We'll discuss now the first Mishnah begins with, what if the avoda was done by those who are apostle? So the Mishnah says, "Kol zvachim shekiblu damon zar." So zar here is a non kohen, right? In Yanin Dioma, Parshas Emor. So we'll see the psukim in a minute. They discuss that. So if a non kohen would do this, an onin, also we'll talk about on today's daf. An onin is a person who one of their seven kroivim, one of their seven relatives who they would sit shiva for, passed away. So that would be a person's father, person's mother, person's spouse, a brother, sister, or a son or a daughter. So they're an onen from the time of the Misa until the time of Kavura. And an onen is potter from mitzvah saseh. We'll talk more about that later on. The next one is a tul yom. So a person who has a chiv now who went to the mikveh already. Now they're just waiting for Herv Shemesh because that's when their tahara process becomes complete. Next one is a mechusar kippurim, a person who is didn't bring their korban like a zav or a metzora, right? They're still waiting to bring their korbans. Mechusar begodim, so a kohen who wasn't wearing the correct number of the big day kahuna. Veshlo rochatz yadayim v'raglayim, a person who didn't wash, the kohen didn't wash their hands in the kior that day. An orel, if they did not have a bris mila. Tomei, if they're impure. Yoshev, we'll talk about that, if they were sitting when they were collecting the dam. Oimid agabe kalim, or if they were standing on top of a kli while doing this. What's the next one? Agabe behema, they were on top of a behema. Agabe ragle chavero, or they're on top of the feet of someone else, so then it's going to be possible. It makes the whole thing no good. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam brings in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the first Lachem Perik Tish. Excuse me, Perik Tishi. Zar Shavar Zhaavar be Mikdash of Oroso Psul of Chai Misa Bide Shemaim. Right? So Shanaim Mars, the puzzle is Vahazar Hakor of Yumas. Mepia Shmulamdu Shain Chiv Ze El Korev Avoida Vehechan His Hira Lav, Vizar Loy Korev Alechem. The Rambam brings this down in the Perek Tes, first halacha. The next part of the Mishnah says, Vekibel Besmol. So if he collected the dam with his left hand, apostle, Reb Shimon Machshir. So Reb Shimon says in this case that that's not a problem. It would still be kosher if the coin collected with his left hand. We'll explain more later on. Not today's daf. Says the Gemara. The first question was Zar Minolan. Where do we know that a Zar, a non-Kohen, and if he's going to do be mak of the korban, that it is no good? The Tanya Levus, it says in the this week's Parsha, Dabrel Aram ve'elbonav le'mor ve'yinozru mikodshe v'nei Yisrael. Right, so we're going to be calling, maybe it's Kedai to see the whole pasuk, right? It continues, "V'nazu bnei Yisrael velo yechalu es shem kodshi," that they're not going to be mechal to profane my holy name. Asher heim makdishim li ani Hashem. So you see, beferish in the pasuk it says "daber el Aaron," right? Vel bonav, and v'nazu warn them mi kodshi bnei Yisrael velo yechalu es shem kodshi, not to be mechal Hashem. No, I'm sorry, not to mechal the korban. Sorry. So now the Gemara is like this. B'nei Yisrael l'mu'utei mai. So B'nei Yisrael comes to exclude what? Elaim, if you're going to tell me. Good. Elaim always serves to, it's going to be reject the answer. If you can tell me that the, really the mi'at is l'mu'utei noshim, so that that's what it was, that a woman can't do while she's tamei. So korban noshim betuma karev. One second, does the woman ever bring a korban? I mean, that's what B'nei comes to tell me, the women are not included. It's inconceivable to think that a woman would bring the korban when she was in a state of tuma. So maybe you're going to tell me that the miyat is B'nai Yisrael, not a goy can't do it. So hashta, one second, that doesn't make sense either, because the tzitz, lo meratze, the tzitz was what the kohen gadol would wear. So that's meratze, meaning it makes it acceptable if the Jew would bring a korban while tamei, to omer mar, uva goyim, but with a goy, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, lo hurtzu. Whether it was on purpose or whether it was on accident, lo hurtzu, it does not make the korban acceptable. So if that's the case, so what, betuma kariv? Then you can tell me that really the non-Jew could bring it, right? No, so obviously that can't be what the phrase b'nei Yisrael is coming to be might. El hachi kamer, so you have to come on to say like this, v'yinazru mikodshe v'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalu. They should separate themselves, right? And they shouldn't make yichalu, should make it profane, right? So that's what the pasuk says, that the kohanim have to separate themselves when they are tamei. And then the B'nai Yisrael have to separate themselves. They won't make them tamei by you know, being posel the things. Because if a czar does it, it's posel. Debei Rebbe Yishmael Tana, so a little bit differently. So now they're going to learn that that a czar is possible from a different one. Asya Bikal V'Chomer Mi Baal Mum. They're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer from a Baal Mum, from a Kohen who has a mum, a defect, a blemish on him. So it's like this. Ma Baal Mum Sha'oichil. Now a Baal Mum is still allowed to eat from it, right? However, Im Avad Chilo, but if he did do that, and he did bring a korban, so he makes it no good. So now, on the top of Amud Aleph, Zar she'eino ochel, but a non-kohen who's not allowed to eat from kodesh kedoshim, right? Ein adin she'im over chil, so kal v'chomer. Then if he can't eat from it, where the baal mum could eat from it, but it's still no good. So since certainly the zar who can't eat kodesh kedoshim, so then he's going to be no good, right? Ein adin she'im over chil. Someone says, one second, no, that's not necessarily a good kal v'chomer. Why not? Ma lebamum shekin osobo kariv kemakriv. No, because there's something unique about the case of the kohen who's a bamum. Because it says the one who is the animal itself, the korban itself, is like the makriv, the one who is bringing it, right? So both a bamum of an animal and a bamum of a kohen are pasul. But that's an extra chumrah. So since you have this extra chumrah from it, you can't necessarily make a kav chumrah, because maybe that's something that's unique to this halach again. So it says, okay, fine, I hear you, but tamei yochiach, I can learn out from a case that a tamei, a kohen, that he can't do, so there's no reason to really reject this this kav chomer. What's it like that? Malatame shekain mitame. So just like, one second, you find something unique by them where that the kohen is who is tame, so they are mitame others as well. They can transfer that tuma to others, right? So then that says, one second, that's not no problem, because the baal mum yochiach. I'll use the case in baal mum to show that, you know, because a baal mum doesn't make others into a baal mums, right? It's not necessarily a unique characteristic only to this. So chazer hadin, now we go back to where we started from. Lo rizek rizeh, each one has a different chum of lo rizek rizeh. This one's not like that one. Hatzad shalva shebehen, but when you make like a, what's it called, a Venn diagram, right? And you have the tzad shalva shebehen, the common characteristic of both of them is namely shemuz harin, that they're warned about this, right? You can't do this. Ve'im avru, they did, avdu, they did anyway, nelas, chilu, it becomes a mechalit, it's not a good korban. Sa'afani avizar, so therefore now I can learn out a czar, the non-kohen, shehu mosar, because he's warned, he's prohibited from doing this, and therefore v'im avod chilel. Therefore, if you would do bring the korbanos, that would be no good. So when we're asked now, one second, minalon de mosar, how do you know that a czar is warned about this? Ibi v'nozru, if it from the pasuk that we just said again. This is the beginning. This is a Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Beis Vavinazu Mikodshi Bnei Yisrael V'lo Yichalu Hashem Kodshi. Right? Sechila Begufe Ksiv Bei. It says the pasuk itself is written in there. Right? V'lo Yichalu Hashem Kodshi. So you can't learn it out. Ella must be from a different source. That can't be the source to teach me. Mizar Lo Yikrav Aleichem. That a zar. This has been what's it called? Sefer Bamidbar. That you have to protect them. That there was a certain buffer zone not to walk into the machane shechina. So Ikle Mifrach, one second, you can ask a kash on that as well, right? Ma latzada shava shebehen. What is this? What's unique about this common characteristic? Shechin lo hutru bevoma. There was. It wasn't allowed to bring korbanos on a boma, right? But since it was allowed for a czar to bring a korban on a boma, so maybe they'll say that the czar is not going to be mechal the korbanos that are brought in the base of Mikdash. No, lo tami. You can't make this case of that, because why not? Tomei yochich. I can work this up. This kal v'chomer from the case of the tami, right? Why is that? So because the tami couldn't bring it even on the boma. Ela ema onein yochiach. So we're going to come on to the onein case, because an onein was usur, right, to do it. And if an onein would bring korbanos, that would not be good, not be acceptable. So no, I can reject it also, because I'll find something unique about the onein. Mala onein shekin osu b'meiser. There's a uniqueness of the not have meiser sheni, right? We'll talk about that later on. So therefore, maybe there's a special, unique churma to it as well. So the Balmum yochiach. Oh, so for that, now I can come on to the case of the Balmum. So the Balmum says it is good because a Balmum could eat Meiser Sheni. So again, whatever side you're trying to ask from, we'll cover it from the other angle. The Gemara says, okay, v'chazer hadin. So now we're back to square one. We weren't able to prove. Lo rizeh, krizeh. Each one has a unique status to it. Hatzada shava shebehen. But the common characteristic is shem usharin. Right, so they're warned from doing it, you can't do this, and therefore it would be mechala to avoid it if they did so. So now, where are we holding right now? At this point, comes out according to a czar, so it's also for them to bring the korbanos, right? And if he would bring a korban, we've learned out now that it is no good. So hachanami lemifrach. One second, I could also shlug this up from a different way. Mar lahatzada shav shebehen shekin lahutru b'bama. Right, they were not allowed to. Both an onein and a balmum were not allowed to bring korbanos on the bama. Right, so then that slugs the whole thing up. Maskif lo rav sama b'rei d'rava. Uman leim alon de onein also bebama. One second. How do you know this idea that an onein, again, a person who's one of the Zion Krovim passed away, that they can't bring a korban on a bama? Domashari bebama. Maybe it was allowed for them to bring korbanos on a bama. So, mashar shi amr asya kal vechomer miyoshev. I'm going to learn out that a czar is no good as a kal v'chomer from the case of a kohen who was yoshev, who was sitting. What's that? Ma yoshev she'ochel. If he was sitting, and he did it, he's still allowed to eat from the korbanos. V'im avar chila. But if he did it, it's no good. So zar she'ein ochel, but a non-kohen who's not allowed to eat from kodshik roshim, ein adin she'im avar chila. So then kal v'chomer, if he does do it, it should be no good, right? It should be mechalet. Somali Yoshev, no, I have something unique about the Yoshev, the Kohen who's sitting, Shekin Posel Edus. Because we also find a different area that a Yoshev, we know you have to stand. You have to stand when you're giving testimony in Beis Din, right? Because so therefore that you see there's an extra chumra in this case of Yoshev, right, by the Kohen who's sitting, so therefore you can't necessarily learn out code from the case of Yoshev onto a czar would be no good. So when it says, one second, mi yoshev tamad chacham. No, I'll learn it from the case of a tamad chacham who's sitting, because in that case, the Beis Din does, out of deference to the tamad chacham, if he is sitting, he is allowed to say edus. So therefore, it's not necessarily a unique chumra by the case of Yoshev. So ma l'shem yoshev. Still, I doesn't want to give up. right? There's something unique about it. Shekein posel edus, right? So if you're sitting, it's called it that the category, the shame, this of sitting makes it no good. Shame yoshev lo parich. Now, just from this category, you can't shlug it up. You have to have a real practical case, not just an abstract concept. The im team salom or parich. And if you're going to tell me no, you really could shlug it up for them. Sen asya miyoshev umechad mehanach. So no, then I'll use a double-pronged approach. One, I'll take the case of Yoshev, and then I'll take from one of the other ones. I'll take from the Balmum, I'll take from the Tomei, I'll take from the Onain. All of them are allowed to give Eidus, so therefore I'll combine the two to come up with my Limud. And what it says, V'yoshev dekosha bebama minolam. How do you know that if you were sitting that you're allowed to still do the avoida on a bama? So Omer Kral, the Pasuk says, right, because you can just speak it out, because if he wouldn't been, that would have messed everything up. We wouldn't have. If the Yoshev is no good, then that ruins our Tzad HaShava, right? There's no more a common element within all the different cases. So right, Simura says it's learned out in La'amod Lifnei Hashem L'sharso. So the drosh is like this. Lifnei Hashem always refers to Beis Hamikdash, right? Vilo lifnei bama. The drasha is that it's there and not in front of the bama. That's Rav Soloveitchik's yisod, that lifnei Hashem is always being in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara, he used the drasha as well to show that standing is, what's it called, is a requirement by the Beis Hamikdash. Standing is not a requirement by a bama. Okay, so now we come to the Onain, right? So an Onain is an interesting, Rachman al-Tzlan, it's a sad case, but in terms of the lumdus of it behind, we know that an Onain is pata from mitzvos, and there's a machloikis in the Rishonim as to why is that. Rashi and Tosos and Brachos explain, either it's because of oseik b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah, that a person has to unfortunately make necessarily funeral arrangements in the Chevra Kaddish, and they're in touch with the burial society, or the what's it called, the funeral parlor, and the relatives, and know that they're so busy with taking care of their relatives, so they don't have time to do positive mitzvahs. So, or alternatively, it's din in kavod hames, that the person is passed away and now you're sitting, you know, doing mitzvahs instead. So the nafka mina that they point out, the achronim speak out, is what would be the halacha if you had somebody else? If you had somebody else who is taking care of the funeral arrangements. So now it's not a question of osik mitzvah, potim and mitzvah. You're not osik. Someone else is being osik on your behalf. So according to that, if that's the reason, then mistama, you'd say this person, an onin, would be chayav to do mitzvos. But if it still didn't covet a mace, it doesn't matter. It's not becovetic that you're going around doing mitzvahs right now while the mace motel lefonov. Additionally, the Rav Soloveitchik has an article that's written up where he explains in such beautiful poetic terms what's the mental status of a person who's an onin. He feels, the way the Rav describes it, he feels almost like an animal, like a beast. That there's no superiority over a human being over an animal. Animals die and human beings die. And part of the bris, the covenant that we have of being the Am HaNivchar, is that we realize and we believe and we act upon the idea that the mitzvos make us different and separate us. They designate us in a separate category. But when a person's confronted with the reality of death, psychologically, they're not ready to process that. So therefore, it undermines it, in so to speak, the way the Rav develops this idea that the halacha gives credence, gives empathy to a person in that fragile state of mind while they're an onin, and therefore exempts them from positive mitzvos. There's a dion in the Achronim when we say that an onin's potter, could they volunteer to do it? So that would, the nafkamina, it depends on how do you understand that? When you say you're potter, does that mean that the mitzvah is there, you just don't have to do it? Or no, there's no mitzvah anymore. So that would be, again, if we wanted to volunteer to it, if I'm volunteering to do something, but it's not really a mitzvah, so then I didn't accomplish anything. There's no kiyum whatsoever. Or alternatively, if the mitzvah was there, just we were exempt, so then by volunteering, that would be an actual kiyum of the mitzvah. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, onein minolan. How do you know that an onein cannot be bring korbanos? Minolan dechsev umin hamikdash lo yetze velo yechalil. That he will not go out from the mikdash, and he won't yechal, won't profane Hashem's mikdash. Ha achir shlo yotza, but anybody else who didn't leave while he was an onain, right? Chilel, he is mechalel the avoida. Rebbe Lozer Omer Mehacha. Rebbe Lozer says we have a different pasuk. This is back in Shmini when we know that Nadav and Avihu died, and Lozer and Isomar, they were in a state of aninus, right? So the pasuk says over there, Rebbe Lozer Omer Mehacha Hein Hikrivu, right? I should bring it. Ani hikrafti. I'm the one who brought it. Meaning, Aaron is speaking to Moshe, and he's saying, "I did it because I am a kohen gadol, and a kohen gadol even is makriv korbanos while he's an onain. Michlal, this implies the e inhu akriv. But if the other ones would have done it, not the kohen gadol, shapir is truth. It would have been make sense that they would have been proper. They burned it because it would have been disqualified." Right, so that's his source. That's the source of Elazar. Now the Gemara goes plays like the ping pong, goes back and forth. Rabbi Elazar, my time alo amr umi umin hamikdash lo yetei. So why did Rabbi Elazar like the first drasha? So Amalach will say back to you, miksiv ha acher shlo yetei yotzo chilo. Did it say that anyone else who did it? Is it? No, it's a diak, right? So the diak, it's not muhruch. You don't have to say that. It's not written in the words that way. The idach and the other one who didn't hold from Belazar's drasha, my time lo amar me hein hikrivu, right? By that arm was the one who brought it. Kasav mipnei tuma nisrafu, because he holds that the chatas was burned because it was tameh, but not because Aaron and his Elazar and Yisomer were in aninus. That's not the reason. He holds it was a different reason. The Bay Rebbe Yishmoel Tana Asya b'kav v'choymer mibamum. So 1 second, we can learn this as a kav v'choymer from the onin from the bamum. What is it? Uma bamum on the top of the bays. Sheochol, right? That the bamum. He is allowed to eat the korbanos. Im avar, I keep doing that. Im avar, if he did it, he chilel. So onin she'ein ochil, the onin who's not allowed to eat, ein adin she'im avar chilel. So kav v'chomer, certainly, if he is the bring the korbanos, then it should be no good. Rashi says the top Rashi daf she'ein ochil. How do you know that the onin is not allowed to dichsiv lo achalti ba'oni. That's part of the ma'aser, the vidui, that the coin, the person has to says. This is in Parshas Kisavo. There's a beautiful sefer achinuch over here. It's on one of the last mitzvos, Tuf Reish Ches 608. So he gives two reasons as to why an onin doesn't bring the korbanos. So he says mishar sheha mitzvah. First reason, because it belongs to Hashem. Ve'ein roi the mishu who doeg v'koiv ma'od bilvavo, person who has pain in his heart and he's worried, he's upset. Likrav el shulchan ha'melech, he shouldn't be bringing things to the melech, right? Val derech moshel, he brings a remez for this idea. Ki'in shekosev ki'ein lavo el shar ha'melech b'levush sak, right? That's what they say to Mordechai. You're dressed with in like an ovel. You can't come to the king. So too the onin who's confronted with death. He's dealing with that reality right now. He can't bring to shulchan gavoa. Ve'otam achir, a second reason that the Sefer Chinuch explains why the onin can't bring korbanos. Ki ba'achilas ha'kodshim, when a person is eating the kodshim, timotze kapara al habaylam, right? So the kohen eating it affects a kapara for the one who the korban was brought on their behalf. Ki in shamar zuchan brach, the Gemara says, psachim, no tesam, the beis, kohanim oichlin ubalim ischaprim. The kohanim eating it, and the baal gets kapara. Ve'ein sofik. Without a doubt, ki ba'achlam es hakodshehem, when they're eating the korbanos, haye oichlin osam bekavana uvedas shlema, they have a very specific intent while they're eating. It's not just stam and achila. V'chol machshav osam v'chol tnosehem nechoinos neged Hashem. All of their machshavas and all their actions are directed towards Hashem. Ubiosa adam tzor doig. And the chired beyom most krovo, and a person so upset in bother, they're trembling on the day when one of their relatives passed away. Ain't daita kavano sam yusheves klal. They're not settled in their mind. V'alkein, and therefore, says the chinuch, ain't roy lechol kodesh shemayim. It's not appropriate to be eating korbanos because share davar v'ene omra, right? That this idea of eating with a specific kavana, they're not able to do it. So two ideas in the chinuch. Either it's disrespectful, it's not proper, it's not appropriate, or they won't be able to do it practically because they're going to be so torahed from this. Okay, so now, one second. The Gemara says, this is the whole idea about why he can't. It says, Mala Balmum, one second, I'll slug this up. Shekain also bo craven kimakriven. There's something unique about a Balmum, right? That the one who's bringing it and what is being brought, right? This chumrah doesn't apply to an onain, so maybe we should say that an onain could do korbanos. Zar yochiach. No, so we'll come back now to the case to show that there's no reason to disprove this kal v'chomer just because there's a a comparison between the kohen and the korban, right? The balmum is no good for either one of them. So no, one second. Malazar, I have a question on the zar. Shekin ein lo tokona. By a zar, there's no way of ever fixing this, right? But an onain is going to be allowed to once his period of ninus ends. So he's out of that. So he has a takona, but the zar doesn't. You can't convert. You can't change teams. You are who you are. So balmum yichiach. No, so the balmum case will prove it. V'chazra din, and now we go back to square one. Lo rizek rizeh, v'lo rizek rizeh. Hatzad shavish pein. The common characteristic is shehein musharin v'im avdu chilulu. Right, what exists by all these is that you're warned not to do this, and if they do the avoid it, it's a mechalel. Afani avi onen shemushar. So now I can connect to this the onen who's warned v'im avod chilul, and if he does the avoida, it's going to be desecrated. Sigmar asks, Heichan Mushar, where exactly is the Onain told that it's also for him to do the avoida? Se'ilema mi umin ha-mikdash lo yetze, right? You shouldn't leave the mikdash. Chila begufik sivbe. Over there, that's the psukim, it says, befavors, it's written in there that it is, chila. Let me just pull up the pasuk, one second, if I can find it quickly. It's Perek Chafalef. Yeah, so it says right here, Umin ha-mikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalel es mikdash elokov. Kinezer shem and mishchas elokov olav ani hashem. So you see the Befeirish written in the pasuk. It says that there's a chilul that takes place, right? Ella may v'hein hikrivu. So rather it's from back with Parsha Shemini with Aaron and Nadav and Avihu. Kesaver mipnei aninus nisrufo. That Tana holds that the reason why it was burned is because Aaron and his sons were in a status of being onin, and therefore that's why they burned it up. So one second, we could now attack Ikla Mifrach. We could ask on the Tzad HaShavash Ben. Mal HaTzad HaShavash Behen Shekein Lo Hutru Michlalo. There's something that there was never any what do you call it? It was never permitted, right? So there is an exception to the case of an onain, right? We said it over a second ago. A kohen gadol is the exception. So when it says lo hutru miklal, there's no exceptions. There is an exception. So when it says no tome yochir, we can find a case that a tame, that you don't have to reject this because we find by tum also there's exceptions, right? Tum hutu b'tzibur, that see, sometimes there is actually, you are allowed to do this. Mura asks, right? So ma litame shikane mitame, right? Ma litame shikane mitame. The one who is tame is mitame others. That's a chumra now by a coin whose tame doesn't exist by others. So hanach yichiach, the other ones, right? Either that's the balmum, that's the zar, that will prove it. V'chazer hadin, okay, back to square one. Hatzad ha-shavash behem, but the common thing is shemus harin, that they are warned, so therefore we can learn that an onin is also usur from doing the avoida. V'lifroich, will ask you, ma latzad ha-shavash behem, what's unique about this? Shekein lo hutru mechlalon, etzel kohen gadol, b'korban yochid. So even though we found an exception by the kohen gadol, right? He does it for an individual one, but a kohen gadol who is an onain, he could do these even for not a tzibur, for a yochid. So it was shame tuma meha ishtaroi. So it's like this: the category, the chaloy shame of tuma, right? You find that it is permissible, because there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that if it has a set time, like the Korban Pesach, over there, it's a Gemara in Pesachim on Ayin Zayin, that if you have a set time for it, so then you are allowed to bring them. So therefore, it comes out according to this, you can't say that a Kohen who's Tameh, or a Zar, or a Balmum, they all have this lack of exceptions. There are, right? I'm going to learn it out from an onein, a kavachomer, from the case of the one who was sitting. Ma yoshev sha'oichem, when a kohen who was sitting, he's still allowed to eat. Se'im avod chila, but if he does the avod, it's no good. Onein she'ena oichem, but the onein was not allowed to eat it. Se'ena din she'im avod chila. So certainly if he does the avod, it should be no good. So ma yoshev she'im posel edus. So we go back to what we said earlier, that by the sitting down, there's an additional chumrah over there that you are possible to give. You're disqualified from giving testimony. So it says, "Mi yoshev tamid chacham." No, you can learn out the halacha from a tamid chacham who's sitting, because a beis din would allow a tamid chacham to give edus while he's sitting. So ma l'shem yoshev. One second, this whole category about yoshev, she came posel edus, right? Shem yoshev l'parach. Don't ask me a question from this, right? That it's it's unique. The intim salom reparich, and if you're going to tell me nevertheless that you can ask him this, asmi yoshev, I'll use the case of yoshev umechada mehanach, and I'll take one of the other ones. I'll take yoshev, the sitting, with a zar, yoshev with the tame, yoshev with the balmum, and however I'm going to learn this, I'll learn this out through the sada shava shebehen. And what's it called? And that will be my source for telling me that an onein is not allowed to do the avoda. Okay, Emirat Hashem, will pick it up here at the two dots on tomorrow's daf. Wishing everybody a wonderful Pesach Sheni.